this goes, for those who don't know, this goes right back to 1998, which is really the beginnings of the rumblings, the first rumblings of the feud. Some of the leftovers from the big feud of many years ago.
Yeah, what in the world was up with that?
What in the world was up with that?
Talk radio feud.
Well, I think the feud really took place on the net and the bulletin board. Oh boy, 5 years ago, I remember that time. Man, that was intense. Looking back on it now, I kicked myself for reacting as much as I did, but that was a hell of a time.
Oh, Art Bell?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Some bloke.
I basically didn't know what I was talking about. And I blew the entire show.
Deleted from the Art Bell show.
Dick Hoagland guy.
Okay, right, okay.
And then, you know, because he was out there, you know, screaming away about, what's his name, Dick Hoagland. You know, at some point I'm going to deliver on a lot of that stuff. Let me get a drink here. You know, I don't even remember that. That I made it all up and I'm a fraud in every way.
And there's a lot of people still looking for the inner secrets behind the events of the last 5 years.
To make a big conspiracy and a giant fantasy out of it, so.
I didn't know that.
That is bullshit. Okay, now I'm going to go champion this cause because I know everything.
Oh, really? It's not that bad. Surely not.
People with loud mouths that have no idea what they're saying and don't care what anybody thinks and just like to push buttons and, you know. That night, if you recall, that show that aired with Doré and Stevens on it, you and I and Robert Stevens and Paul Doré and his wife,
yep,
and John Kelly, I believe.
Yeah, John Kelly was in there too.
We were all in this chat room discussing the whole thing. Jeez, I had that chat log for years. People would have killed for that.
Deleted. Show.
Good propaganda, you know, that's one thing you have to put in there. You know, you can take my word for it, you can say I'm a kook. People turn a deaf ear, tell me I'm absolutely whack.
Deleted from the Art Bell Show.
They'll be fine watching their wrestling and drinking their beer and whatever. Let me get a drink here. I said what I got to say.
Now, you post as HD Slow, correct?
No, I don't go there on the radio.
Well, you were hosting Stephen's website at one stage, were you not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Robert?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was, actually, there was a lot of stuff published that, you know, it was widely publicized that there was a UFO sighting, but actually, there was a lot of stuff published I hear helicopters. So they, you know, but they went in different directions. They didn't believe in the idea of the, you know, the metal canned spaceship thing coming from wherever. I hear helicopters. Talk show host Art Bell. Yeah. I hear helicopters. I hear helicopters.
Deleted from the Art Bell Show.
I don't know why, I basically didn't know what I was talking about, and I blew the entire show. These guys actually started that years ago. And I think it all, you know, comes from the days when they were hanging around Usenet, and there was a Usenet, what were those, there was a number of places. There was one called Alt Fan Art Bell. I believe that was set up so, you know, for people that were fans of that talk show host. Talk show host Art Bell, yeah. Let me get a drink here. I said what I gotta say. I found what really makes a better impact, this is actually, I don't really talk too much about this, is what would you call it? Clandestine publishing. I don't know. Guerrilla publishing. And that hits hard. That's a good thing. I don't know if I need to say any more than that. You get what you pay for. I don't even know how to describe it. It's so, I hear helicopters. Oh. We want to sit behind our glow screens and be scared. They don't see anything. They took the blue pill and they're fine. I'll take some questions.
Let's ask some questions from the room out here. What do we want to know? We want to know disclosure. Secret dirty deeds behind the scenes. What do you know? What's been going on?
Well, everybody wants to know that stuff, but then it wouldn't be a secret anymore, would it? That I made it all up and I'm a fraud in every way.